super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake. Mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. The birthday boy who needs volunteers to blow his candle. That's right. Live from Horror Realm, 42nd Street, Pete.
Yeah, we are live here from the zombie capital of the world, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at Horror Realm. We're into Saturday night. It's been a little bit crazy up here. A lot of panels going on, a lot of crazy shit happening. We got a lot of guests, Linnea Quigley, Bill Moseley, Bill Johnson, Jack Ketchum, Tiffany Shepis. They've all been here. And who's on the line here? I just see we got a call.
Yeah, we have a call here with
hey,
us.
Hey, it's me, man.
Hey. It's CinemaWasteland.com, Ken.
Yeah, where are you, man? I'm trying to get through the crowds here at Horror Realm.
You're trying to get through? I don't know where you are. I'm on the other side of the building, but we got John from Gut Munchers here, too. Say hi, John.
Hi, John.
Yeah. And we got some people singing in the background. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Yeah, it's the Horror Realm chorus. Yeah. Joined by the Horror Realm dancers.
But. That's awesome.
So, Ken, do you get through the crowd yet?
Yeah, I'm over here. I stuck over by the elevators. There's a throng of people in front of me.
You're in a throng of people in the elevator, yet there's no one over here except John. Other people went out, but it was a good Friday. It was my birthday Friday. I turned 59. I'm ready to die now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. When I turn 60, I'm definitely celebrating it at Wasteland, though.
Excellent.
So we're going to have the whole nine yards, Asian hookers, donkeys, ponies, chicks shooting fireballs out their asses, so it should be a good time for all.
we decided we're going to teach the Wasteland Asian hooker a new trick this year and make her sit on a gas can and queef a fireball.
Across the parking lot, queef a fireball. It'll be a wonderful thing.
It's frightening, for sure.
Wow. Maybe we get her to, you know something? Maybe we could get her to stick sparklers up her ass and skylight, you know? That'd be a fucking wonderful thing. But, yeah, I had a good birthday because, you know, Kyra, Sean from Night of Living Dead bought me a bottle of this wine called Ménage de Trois, and we drank that down Friday night, so I was pretty shit-faced. And we just came back from this wonderful eatery called the Eaton Park, where all the waitresses have three fingers and webbed feet. So...
That has something to do with the water. Huh? Has something to do with the water. Yeah.
And Alana's walking toward us as we speak. She just got here. Would you like to say a few words to anyone? She's very shy. She's coming up and.
Yeah. I am shy.
She's shy.
She wants to get mercy. In the hot seat.
All right, I'll get in the hot seat.
She's part of Ultraviolet magazine.
That's right. Staff
on
Ultraviolet.
You're on the Grindhouse.
All right. Yay, Grindhouse. I'm very honored to be here with you.
Oh, thank you.
And,
so,
yeah.
How's the show been for you so far?
Excellent. It's been awesome.
Cool. And where's Art, the editor and founder of Ultraviolet magazine?
I'm not quite sure myself. I don't know.
Art never stays close to his table for some reason.
That's because he's got a lot of people to see and a lot of things to do. So some of us can hold down the fort while he, you know, makes the
rounds. He is the social butterfly.
He is the social butterfly. That's right.
Ken's still there. He's roaming around through the crowd.
I've moved to my palatial second story mansion like room here.
He's in his palatial suite up on the second floor, you know, with the in-room jacuzzi, the sunroof, you know, the Filipino manservants. It's all good here at the Crown Plaza because they don't fuck around, you know.
Felipe is bringing me a towel as we speak.
You hear that? Felipe is bringing him a towel.
Nice.
You know? It's so nice to be treated so well when you spend like $300 for a room with a lumpy bed. But, you know, they try to make up for it in other ways with, the toilet paper that removes your hemorrhoids in one swipe, you know. That's what kills me about four-star hotels. They they're four-star in every other way except for the ass wipe, you know. I mean, every convention I've been at.
Yeah.
Even Wasteland hotels, they sort of cheap out on the ass wipe for some reason. But the worst
Go ahead. I always pay them back by using like 300 yards of wipe. So, like, I'm asking the man, I need like 6 rolls. I'll be here for 2 days.
Well, there's another way to pay him back. I use the bath towels, so.
Yeah. Well, I use the bath towels as a litmus test to tell me, you know, just how well I shower.
Yeah, really. You were vending down here and promoting Cinema Wasteland. Then any highlights of the day?
Yeah, I sold some stuff. That was good. Yeah, I think that's it. As a vendor, that's the highlight of my day is when I sell some stuff.
And we did a wonderful charity auction too. Where we actually did something positive for a change instead of ranking on midgets and, you know, telling people to fuck off over the air and shit. That we actually did have a charity auction. A lot of my stuff that was laying around, and, you know, some of the celebrities like, you know, Ken Faree, Bill Moseley, and George Cassano was kicking autographs and stuff, and Jack Ketchum autographed this big one sheet of The Woman, which is going to be out in theaters pretty soon. So all in all, we raised like close to $500 for Scares That Cares.
Yeah, we did. Children. I thought that was excellent.
Yeah, so that was a high point of the weekend.
Did you guys talk about the panel, the excellent panel you and Ken did?
Ken and I did an excellent panel about, you know, the grindhouses and stuff.
Always entertaining and informative. It's wonderful to have you guys here and to be able to talk firsthand about that time period and your experiences, of course.
Oh, thank you. We have an unknown phone number calling.
Yeah, we got a caller here.
Let's see who it is.
Pete.
Who's that?
It's your house.
What? It's my
Who's
house.
Who's going to be your next victim?
Sorry. Gotta be. Oh, he hung up?
No, he's still here.
Where are you?
It's
there.
Your house.
It's your house.
Well, you know what it is?
Be your next victim.
I can tell who it is, and it's not my fucking house. It's Art Ettinger from Ultraviolet. And see,
Ken made me do it. I know Ken,
you made me do it. And, you know, everybody who works in my house, myself included, has had a left hand injury. I put a nail through my hand, Randy broke his wrist, and Ken tore his biceps, and now I have to go over his house and give him a hand job every night. So, you know.
Man, I got to say hello to Art. I haven't talked to Art in a long time.
Hey, what's going on, Todd?
Hey, Art. Good talking to you, my friend.
Art don't sound like he's sober.
When's the Shivers Part 2 coming out, man?
Man, you know what? I don't know. Someone needs to give me a budget. That's the only thing I can say. Give me a budget.
Somebody needs to give you a budget? I got $6.
Hey, that might be more than we spent on the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is cool.
Art's been like the social butterfly this weekend. He's been like flitting all over the place. He went to a wedding, had 6 beers, came in here shit-faced drunk, went up to the hotel desk, abused the help, exposed himself to several small children on the elevator. You know, so.
It's all good.
They asked me to do that.
I know they asked you to do that. I know they told you they were 21, but they're only 14. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
You should have checked their ID.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've always asked the question, can it really be called an adult film if both of the stars are 7 years old? I mean, that's always been my question.
Yeah. Art's question was, I have Alana sitting next to me, Art, and she's like,
I'm right here.
She's recoiling in horror, so. I'll be talking. Hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me, Art?
I can hear you. So we're counting down less than 2 weeks to Cinema Wasteland, everybody.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah.
Well, that's pretty exciting. Yeah. Come on, let's hear
it. And, you know,
it'll be great.
We're going to have our traditional drunken stumbling down the road to Cinema Wasteland 2-hour show next Saturday night. And
it's going to be awesome.
We're hoping some of our celebrities will call in, like maybe Frank Henenlotter, maybe Gunnar Hansen, maybe some other people that I don't know about. There's some lady over here dressed in some provocative, like, leopard-spotted outfit. If you don't want to say something on the air, we're on, like, you know, we're... Or this is internet radio, and we're on the air. And who are you?
Leanna.
It's Leanna from where?
Pittsburgh, PA, born and raised.
She's from Pittsburgh, the zombie capital of the world. So how do you like this weekend here at Horrorwell?
Fantastic for a zombie festival, actually.
And you're not a zombie. You're dressed up as like a leopard. No, woman or
you know, I noticed it's either gore or sexiness here, so I figured I'm going to roll with the other.
Yeah, you might as well. You know, nobody wants to screw a rotted corpse, I'll tell you that. So, you know.
Well, they do. But
dead awesome. Girls never say no.
Ken just said dead girls never say no.
They also don't refuse anal. Bukkakis.
I'm not going to say that. You know. So what were some of the highlights of your weekend while you were here?
Ken Voorhees, but extremely Bill Moseley all the way. Beautiful person. Absolutely personable, but at the same time, his creepy self. So it all came together in this sexy, gross thing.
Bill's great. Yeah. Yeah, I've known Bill for quite a few years.
It's fantastic to get to touch people this close when you have this much of an obsession, you know?
I know. Anybody else stand out?
I'm going to sound like a bitch because I can't think about his name, but he was out here, older fellow, glasses.
Howard Sherman?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Yeah, Bub from...
Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, he's great.
Also, extremely... I think the best thing is that they're... I mean, we put all Hollywood people up there, kind of, and to have them actually be real humans with
Bub,
is a fantastic
feeling.
Howard's
really down there. Great
and he's especially great because he has this awkward tendency to him, so you're like, I feel the same nervousness that you do. Don't worry. It's great.
How about you meet Jack Ketchum?
No, I didn't get to. I've been very sporadic. I've been passing out flyers for a movie.
Which movie is it?
It's called It Came From Yesterday.
Yeah.
It's showing at the Hollywood Theater in Dormont, October 17th and 18th.
And you're in it?
No, but my friends, it's all locally shot and produced and directed everything. My friend actually created the costume for the main villain and wears it.
Yeah.
But... it's going to be fun. It's a kickback to 40s, 50s sci-fi alien bug invasion.
Okay, cool. That's what I came up on, the old big bug movies.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Giant crabs and spiders and shit. Yeah,
what are you more scared of than non-human forms, you know? So it's perfect.
Yeah, well, that's the segue, because that was like, you know, as a kid, you got into the monsters because that's what you wanted to see. And then, like, you know, as a kid, you also bypass a lot of stuff that's psychological because you don't have the patience to sit through it. Where now I'll pick up back on it and sit through it. So I know what you're saying. It's good stuff. Because back then, it was more your imagination.
Yeah. And I think this will, the way that they're setting it up too, there's going to be some surprises. So it's going to give that element too, where you're not going to be scared out of your pants, obviously, because if you're into this kind of thing, you're a little desensitized maybe.
Yeah.
But there's some fun interaction. And I love that in a show. Draw me into it, you know?
Is there a website or something people can go to find out about this?
If it's not itcamefromyesterday.com, it's itcy.com. And if not, you could Google it and also find it. But there's some trailers online, too.
Okay. It's a Dormont Theater?
Yes, the Hollywood Theater, 17th and 18th.
It's like a baby seal or something, will you?
He wants me to go pluck that thing.
Give it the singer.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I slapped her ass earlier, so I think she'll let me forward her over. I'll bring her.
Okay, we're gonna get her. I'll get her over.
We're actually anything to shut her up.
Anything to shut her up.
Anything to make her quit singing. If she keeps singing, I'm gonna rush in there and club her like a baby seal.
The guy on the radio said if you keep singing, he's gonna run over and club you with like a baby seal. But she's coming over here now. She looks like a nurse. You know, she's wearing white. Let's see. Oh, she's unbuckling. Okay, it's pretty heavy duty stuff. So, what's your name?
Man. I am Jocelyn Lark.
Jocelyn Lark. And what brings you to the horror realm?
I am actually with Black Hearts Clothing. We're a new clothing line that just opened up here in Pittsburgh. And we sell high quality corsets, club gear, dancewear, rave gear for... very good prices.
Is there a website or something?
Definitely. You can go on to blackheartsclothing.com and look us up. Or even you can find us on Facebook and like us and add. You can even add me as a friend if you'd like.
Oh, cool.
I'm Jocelyn Lark on Facebook.
Jocelyn Lark on Facebook. If you want to add her a friend because she's pretty hot. And she's sitting right next to me. I mean, what the hell, you know? And is this your first horror convention?
This is actually my second. I went to the one in Monroeville a couple of months ago.
Oh, the Zombie Walk?
No, not the Zombie Walk. The Horror Film Festival.
Okay. So what do you think of Horror Realm?
I love it. I'm so excited about it. I got to take some pictures with Bill Moseley.
Oh, Bill Moseley's the perennial favorite here.
Even I got to take some with Ken Foray and even Jack Ketchum, and I was really excited about that one.
Oh, you like Jack stuff?
Oh, yeah. The things that go through that man's mind must drive him insane.
I went on record as saying that, like, I actually have to psych myself up to read his shit because I never know what I'm in for, and if I'm stoned, I can't read it because I might be able to handle it.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Yeah, because Jack does not shy away from anything. Jack pulls no punches. And, you know, he's high on the cringe factor, and he sort of takes it where nobody else will take it. He sort of makes Stephen King look like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Pretty much.
Yeah. What have you read of his?
I've read The Girl Next Door.
Yeah.
I've read The Lost, and that's pretty much it so far.
You didn't read Off Season?
I plan to read all of his works. I fell in love with The Girl Next Door.
Yeah, Off Season is The Hills Have Eyes on Crack.
Oh.
I don't know if you know the history. That was his first book.
No.
And what happened was it was so hardcore, they actually made him re-edit it to tone it down a little bit. Now they've put out the unedited edition, which is followed by the sequel Offspring. And the one he just did, which is real controversial, and he just did a movie called Woman. That's the third book. And people went batshit. Some guy went completely berserk during the premiere, said this thing should be burned, the filmmaker should be killed. So, oh, yeah. So Jack can invoke a lot of stuff, and it may be wandering around, but I've talked to him about having him on the show in the future.
Definitely.
Jack and I go back a lot of years.
Yeah?
Yeah, we met at Chiller Theater. They did the Eroticon in New York. He was booked on the side with the authors. I was booked on the side with the video. So we had a few drinks over there. But, you know, Jack's always been great.
Very cool.
Oh, somebody brought me circus peanuts. And
that's for your birthday.
Oh, thank you. And what are these things? Boston baked beans.
Cam said you like kind of weird.
Yeah, weird stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Cam?
Ken's on the air right now.
He's
Barbie, Ken's sister, Barbie and Ken. That's a really bad joke I could make, but Barbie's
really
here.
Joke.
Hi, Ken.
Yeah. Hey, I'm getting ready to get off of here. If I can fight my way through the crowd, maybe I'll come down there live.
He's coming down there live. He's fighting his way from the crowd. Through the crowd.
I only called because I needed liquor. Everybody knows that. Who am I calling?
I only know you called because, you need liquor. Oh, yeah, here's an affidavit. Barbie bought two of the courses that she's selling here.
Yes.
Definitely. Awesome. And I love them to death. I've been wearing mine all day, and I don't even want to take it off when I get home.
I may buy one.
I don't know. I ain't taking mine off either, so yeah.
Ken hasn't taken his off either.
Well, you never know. You might have a special lady at home.
Yeah, well, I do have a special lady. She's coming out with California, but I'll hold off on the course to see what she really wants.
Yeah?
You know, let her pick it out, you know.
Well, you could always stop down at Slacker's on the south side and pick something out. Yes, sir.
Well, if you go to the website, I'm in Ohio, and, like, I'm too cheap to drive, so I'll just...
Well, it's all good. We do special orders.
Okay, cool. You got one with little skulls and crossbones on it, so?
We do have one with spider webs.
Oh, that's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Thank you.
It's really awesome, and I actually want it very badly.
Oh, yeah?
Because I mostly have, like, the cuter stuff.
You become your own best customer.
I have. You missed me sing...
Other people are coming over.
The friggin' boat was supposed to dock, and it didn't.
It doesn't matter. I'll sing it for you later.
Well, you're on the air if you want to say something about how great this show was. We're actually on the air right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, go ahead.
Jaglobe105fm.com every Saturday night, the Grindhouse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A live feed from here.
Really? Awesome. Where all do you...
My producer,
worldwide.
Todd. We're worldwide right now.
Yeah.
He's in Kansas City. He's running the relay out there, so we just do it, you know, online every Saturday night.
Very cool. Could I make a shout-out really fast?
Sure.
I'd like to make a shout-out to my best friend, Anna Peacecheck, who's living in Texas right now, but if it wasn't for her, then I would know nothing about all the awesome shit that goes on around here. I'm sorry for cussing.
That's all right. It's uncensored.
Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't know anything about the Devil's Rejects and how awesome everybody is here and how awesome Jack Ketchum is. So hopefully she's listening or somebody's listening, Whitey or even... Beefcake is listening
she can download it.
Tell her about it.
Go to the archives. It's 42nd Street Pete's Grindhouse.
Okay, awesome.
You can probably download this show. When can we download this show, Todd?
Tomorrow night.
By tomorrow night, it'll be up in the archives.
Okay, awesome. Cool. One more. I'd like to give a shout out to Mary Beth Donaldson, my bestest friend, who wasn't able to come out here tonight, but I did get a chance to get her some awesome stuff from Bill Moseley, and I'm sending her pictures soon. I love Mary, and kiss my baby goodnight, because that is so my baby.
Oh, cool.
I'm her baby's godmommy.
That's sweet. Cool stuff. Well, thank you for coming on.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good one.
We'll talk to you later.
I don't have the time to chat at the moment, but if you wanted to have me send you a movie, and if you wanted to interview me later after you watch it, we could talk about it.
We got somebody else we're going to get on sooner or later in the near future. Right. Shoot me an email.
Okay, definitely. Will do.
October's a little bit rough because we have the WSU women's wrestling thing going on, but after that, you know, we're going to be wide open. So, yeah, definitely. We'll give you a shout.
Sweet. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you very much.
What's the name of the movie? Chrome Baby?
Chrome Baby.
Yeah, Chrome Baby. It's right. Blood, Guts, and Bullet-Riddled Death, and we're going to have you. Director?
Yes.
We're going to have a director on sometime in the near future, so stay tuned for that. We'll look forward to that.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Have a good night.
You too.
Should we get this
one? Yeah. I think
we what else we got going on here? It's like, I don't know what happened to Ken. He may be waltzing down. See, we're on one side of the building where it isn't too crowded because, you know, the noise
that's we're awesome.
Doing, you know, so. But some cool stuff going on. And like I said, this is only the third show for these people, and it's, you know, it's a fledgling outfit. And, you know, they're trying hard, and it's like, you know, based in, like I say, the zombie capital of the world, Pittsburgh, PA. So, you know, you can't get any better than that.
My camera that I don't have.
So, it's all good. And, you know, little lull here because everybody walked away, but, you know, we got future plans. Like I said, next week it's going to be the Road to Wasteland, and... we're going to try to have Frank Henelotter and some of his people on, and I was talking to Fred Vogel from Toe Tag Pictures today, and he's going to call in and probably awesome. Art again. So, you know, we got that coming down. And then we're also going to have to set up a little retirement tribute roast or whatever the hell we were doing for Primetime Amy Lee, because she did her last match a couple months ago, and she's retired from active in-ring competition. But she will be the on-camera commissioner of WSU as long as she wants it, I would take it. And being that they're going to run a War Games match on November 19th, which has never been done before, she's going to be the special referee because she does have an MMA background, and she's one of the baddest bitches in the business. And she basically told me that... there's not one of those six girls that are involved in that match that she couldn't handle, so she's going to be the special referee enforcer, so that's going to happen. Plus, we're probably going to try to have Mercedes Martinez back because she's got a busy schedule because I think she's moving to Florida, and we're going to have the Midwest Militia. We're going to have some new girls on, and we also talked to Amy, if anybody listened to that show, about, you know, co-hosting a show once a month, Grindhouse show with... me to, you know, put over some of the newer talent. So, oh, look who's here. It's CinemaWasteland.com. Ken, he just fought his way through the crowd, and he's got Pam with her and with him and Barbie and all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah. So. It took me forever to get down here.
See, it took him forever.
Damn.
Use your glasses?
Sure. No, I can have them. Somebody left some Elton John glasses here.
I think they'd be so good on you.
On me? Oh, yeah, I'm not going
to
put on something.
We do refer to as the Brown Dirt Cowboy.
The Brown Dirt Cowboy. So,
Captain Fantastic.
So, being that nobody else is wandering around here, who are you going to have call in? If you see any people, tell them to come on.
Come talk to
them. Ed bailed out. Ed's going to be on my shit list forever if this keeps up.
Ed disappeared again.
I don't know. You know, everybody's on the. Is there a party going on somewhere tonight here? I'm sure if I drag...
Look, it's Tim Gross.
It's Tim Gross? Hey, Tim, I'm on the air, Tim.
Give me 1 minute. I need to... this guy is asking him questions.
All right. Tim Gross will be back momentarily.
He's too drunk to answer a question, so he's not there. Look, we're just piling around.
I know.
Yeah.
We're
just piling around the old radio station here, like Ma and Pa Kettle.
It works.
Yeah.
That's the important thing.
So, okay. Barbie, what was your highlight of the weekend?
I love the corsets.
Yeah, seems like the corsets are the highlight of the evening. Of course, taking them off is more of my highlight. I like that myself.
Hell, I'll watch. Put them on, take them off, put them on, take them off.
And, of course, the Tom Savini posters.
Oh, the Tom Savini posters are all over the hotel, you know.
Not anymore. We keep stealing
them. We keep tearing them down because, you know what else they're good for? If you put them outside by your backyard, they keep the raccoons out of the garbage. So...
you know. No offense, Tom.
Yeah, but, you know. Not me, buddy. I'm using mine to pick up chicks.
Yeah. Next will be out the Tom Savini Guide to Picking Up Chicks. You know, 62 years old. I make muscles and I have tattoos. And I have all my hair plugs. So. And don't forget I'm with my girlfriend. Oh, yeah. That's an in-joke from Barbie here, but, you know, nevertheless, it's funny because, you know, we love Tom.
Yes, we do.
And so can you for $49.95. And if you win this contest, you can love him. He can love you a long time.
He'll feed you a bottle of vodka.
Some bloody guy walking down the aisle here. Bloody guy. What do you got? Something.
It's yet to be revealed.
Yet to be revealed.
Whoa.
It looks like he diced somebody up and put him in a Sam Adams container.
It isn't ripe yet.
Yeah. And here we have the promoter, the harried promoter. Where you going? He's leaving. He's abandoning ship. He's had it. He's put on his street clothes.
I think he called
a cab. Yeah. He's actually out making investments now. I don't know. He looks like he's haggard. I don't know. There's all kinds of people dragging like body parts through here and shit too.
Hey, it's called the horror realm.
Yeah. I'm on the radio right now, live. You want to be on? I'm worldwide. Come on.
She wants to
come on.
I didn't realize. I'm sorry.
You can come over here, you bloody bitch. You.
Did you fart? Yes,
no.
Farted.
Hey, some girl farted walking through the double doors. Oh God.
Don't worry, it was a queef.
It was a queef. We don't have that at Cinema Waste. We have people that queef fire.
Right. And crush beer cans.
Well, we're going to get her to crush a gas can and queef a fireball.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. And I'm gonna follow it up by soaking a paper towel in lighter fluid and shoving it up my ass and shooting it across the parking lot on fire. Yeah.
There you go.
So. There's a guy walking around like trick-or-treating.
Like trick-or-treating 1968.
There's no candy.
We got, here, have this chocolate thing.
We got a chocolate thing left. We don't know who bit it, but you
eat
know.
The damn chocolate.
Eat the damn chocolate. You found Netter? Is he coming? Okay. We're expecting Joe Netter momentarily. And
it's
a huge
wild
cock.
Show.
Joe will be over momentarily dragging his huge cock behind him.
Well, no, his sack will be dragging.
He'll be dragging his sack.
He'll just
and Rich is just ignoring me because, you know, that's okay.
He's not sorry.
He's not. Everybody does.
Yeah,
that
everybody does for at least 10 minutes.
Yeah, then, you know. Then my ass cheeks tighten up, you know. So we all know how that goes. But we're expecting Joe Netter.
You know, it's just the first thrust.
Yeah.
After that, you.
So you
want to
put over any wasteland hijinks? We're waiting for Netter or somebody else of equal unimportant. Oh, there's Bill Johnson.
We'll do that
Bill Johnson, who was the second Leatherface, and we're on the air, and Bill's walking by with a chainsaw in his hand.
Just secondhand leather.
Bill, we're on worldwide. We got Todd Sheets, my producer, out in Kansas City, Missouri.
Three sheets to the wind, so. Todd is.
How do you like the horror realm so far?
I'm loving it.
Having fun.
I'm having so much fun, I can hardly stand it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. You see, my legs are rubbery right now.
I know, and I think it had something to do with something I gave you before, but what the hell?
Ah, yes.
A hard time. Quit giving him a hard time.
We gave him a hard time.
That's right.
But you know something? I found out that I have to take care of my friends in life, so that's what I do.
He's known as Rebus Canibus.
Yes.
He is ready to jump over the hole that everybody wants to jump into. We'll be back after this brief message.
Thank you, Bill. Great talking to you.
Thank you.
Oh, Ed Demko's coming back. Not that he was here to begin with, but you know, he keeps ducking me. He said he wants to be on the panel, then he disappears.
I was here.
You were? What do you mean you were here?
I showed up. I was a little late.
A little late. We were like almost done. You know,
Jesus Christ, Pete.
Listen. You bugged me to do this shit. You know, I was going to bring Vanessa Del Rio's engorged clit for you to have signed,
and you didn't.
I didn't because she bailed out. And
I was crying.
She took it with her.
She took it with her. You know. You know, she's now bouncing it off one of her poodles, you know, so. That was bad. So, Ed, how do you like it
not
here?
Not quite
tomorrow?
As bad as actually watching it.
It's a good show, man. Yeah. It's a hometown, backyard show. You've got to come here.
Yeah.
Good time. I enjoyed the panel, even though I was fashionably late, but yeah. I apologize, Pete. I'm sorry.
But Shauna was there.
She was.
Yeah.
She was late like me, though.
Yeah, I know. You can say something if you want. You can be on the air. Shauna Kelly, Ed's beloved.
Yeah.
Hello.
Ed's betrothed. another wedding I'm going to perform probably at Wasteland.
Yeah. He better. Yeah. He needs to fucking do it.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks
well,
a lot.
Well, you know, it's not a, you know, I've had one success. If they make it up there, if Melissa and Dave Young make it up there and don't kill each other by
That's
the Sunday,
true.
I've it's done my
a
job.
Year. That's true. That's actually the longest. That's going to be the longest convention
It'll be the longest
wedding
convention
ever.
Wedding ever.
Is that so. The guarantee you give? One
I give no guarantees.
You know what's more wrong when they let the drunk guy give everybody that's underage wristbands to not drink?
Yeah, that's
you're giving out
did.
Wristbands?
I was supposed to give wristbands to people.
Oops.
So they could drink or couldn't drink?
They couldn't drink.
That didn't
what
happen.
What the fuck is the point of giving somebody a wristband? It says they can't drink. They're only going to rip the goddamn thing off
anyway. I don't
anyway.
Even know why they were giving me the wristbands to give to people because...
I wanted a wristband.
I was just going...
I didn't get a wristband.
To show somebody... Who rich
it's the vodka girl. Vodka girl. Come on,
it's
we're on the air.
Fault.
It's all the vodka girl's fault.
You have to explain to us why you would want to date Tom Savini if you had to win this thing, you know?
I don't. That's not a date. That's why it's lunch. It's not when it's
trust me,
with Tom Savini.
It's going to be a date.
I was going to say
so basically the girl that's winning it is
It could
18.
Be a guy.
Yeah, sure.
No, let's be serious.
Yeah, no, sure. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Who is this?
She's hot.
It's a lunch.
That's the Click Vodka
it's a lunch.
Girl.
It's the Click Vodka girl says
it's
only lunch.
So then it's going to be a date. That's where the date comes into play.
Yeah, after all the vodka. Yeah.
It's lunch, vodka, and Tom Savini. Of course, after the vodka, Tom Savini looks really good, you know?
Vodka, maybe a little lunch and more vodka.
How much vodka are we talking about here?
As much as he can pour it on her throat with a funnel on her cheek and a foot on her stomach.
Attach it to my veins.
Where's the party?
You having a party?
Well, you gotta wait
till where's
the
party?
Where? Right here. I came back to see
well, where's the vodka, for Christ's sake? Well, bring it over here. It ain't doing me any good. I got a mic
in this.
And
I can't
your name and your
I got headphones.
Hey, that's.
You know, I am a semi famous celebrity, so I should get a bottle and I should.
Yes, you should. Yes.
Want a picture with you? Come on back here and take a picture.
Be careful. He's a pagan.
Who's got a camera?
Oh, man. I got a camera.
Come on.
What the hell?
The Clinique Vodka girl is going to take a picture with me as I'm sitting here in front of my cheap little radio operation.
Look at her. I got to go on the other side. Cause it's
okay.
I have a pretty woman.
Here, you can have one of these. It's awesome.
Oh, wow. I got ClinicVodka.com.
It's Click.
Click. Clinique's the perfume and the feminine hygiene spray.
Excellent.
From a marketing
I'm trying to smile here.
Okay, I'm going to ask this again.
Cool.
From a marketing standpoint, it's about clicking
how
with your audience or clicking
email.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me your email.
Okay.
Because it'll be on Facebook by like 20 minutes from now.
Yeah.
That's how quick things work around here.
Really?
I got a whistle.
Look at this.
I got a whistle. I'm going to be more annoying than Andrew Dice Clay with the whistle.
Oh! Brenda Bronze.
Hey, Bill Alfonso, put the whistle down.
That's what we should have referee Bill Alfonso on some night.
Are you typing in?
No.
Are you typing in? Well, get typing in.
Innovations.
I know Sabu, but I don't know how to get a hold of
him. Oh, my God. He's actually cool.
Sabu's great.
As a kid, I was a dumb fuck thinking he was like a legit...
Yeah, well,
guy from somewhere the fuck else.
We marked that for Abdul the Butcher. Like he's from the Madman from the Sudan. He's from Canada originally.
Yeah.
Thank you
so much. But Sabu, I mean,
currently between Macon and Atlanta, Georgia.
And he's got a restaurant, Abdul's House of Chinese Food and Ribs.
Never eat Abby's favorite.
Yeah.
Never eat Abby's favorite.
Why? Because he's dripping hepatitis C in the blood.
No, it's a lot of food.
It's mostly good food.
It's everything on the menu, I think. Yeah. All on a platter.
What have you guys been talking about?
We'll be
okay,
okay.
I'll be thinking about you.
There goes Uncle Art again.
When I'm attractive, I might talk to you.
Don't worry, she ain't that drunk yet.
She laughed.
It
wasn't
man.
A good laugh.
Come on, you got this chick sticks out to the nine. Do you think any of us have a prayer here? You know? Yeah.
I do.
Rubbers and rape. Just kidding.
Yeah.
It's not rape if you wear a rubber.
Leatherface has just left the building. Oh, you're not leaving the building.
And you got art.
Let's find out the answer to this important question. Why does the porridge bird lay its egg in the air?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay, well, you thought somebody here might know this?
Might know that. It was written on the Great Wall of Mars.
Well, My question is, if you cross, if a prostitute takes up landscaping, is she a horticulturist?
Horticulture?
Oh, fuck, I blew that one too. Okay. But you want some circus peanuts?
I didn't know his angle, man. I'm so confused.
And we're worldwide. People are actually listening to this shit. You know?
Not really. No, no, no.
That was a white celebrity.
Yeah. Barbie's wearing her corset right now.
Russ is calling color. That was a white guy. No, no, that's not what calling color means.
Where'd Tim Gross go? He's semi-famous and wrote a book that nobody can read.
It's thinking of my girth. Who has girth?
Oh, wait. Back up. It's Joe Netter and Sarah French.
Okay. Hey,
you want
nerd.
Joe Netter?
Who hit you this time?
Make room for Joe and Sarah. We're live on the air.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Promote your product.
Joe's dragging his huge cock behind him.
Yeah. Well, that's over his shoulder. He's dragging his huge sack.
You made everybody leave now.
Yeah. They're afraid of that huge cock of yours. You know, it just knocked over three people.
Yeah. Four.
So, Joe, how do you like it here at Horror Realm?
Oh, I love it. We're having a good time. It's a little hot in here.
Yeah.
It's cool in here.
Yeah, the AC is good right where we're at.
Yeah, and the bar was pretty hot.
At the headquarters.
And we have Joe's muse here, Sarah French.
Hello.
Who's been with Joe for way too long, but, you know, that's beside the point. But she's also an actress. She has done a few. Talk, you know, you can talk.
Oh.
You know. So
you getting mic nervous?
No.
She panics when she gets things like that put in.
Wait
place.
A minute. I'll give her a script to read.
Let's see.
Stripper.
What's the script?
The script. Lori Cardillo will be signing.
Cancellations will be John Ample, CJ Grant, Vlad Lowry, and Eduardo Sanchez, son of Dirty Sanchez.
Fucking A.
Joe's got itchy balls and he's standing behind me bouncing them off my shoulder.
You got a bottle of
She might film a movie in Pittsburgh one day with George Romero. It'll obviously be a zombie movie.
Yeah, it'll be a sex film.
Yeah.
With monkeys.
Joe, you were on about a month ago. Your back's a lot better now?
No, it's about the same.
Yeah.
But I'm doing okay.
I think you're positive.
I'm standing here. I got a beer in my hand.
Why do your itchy balls smell like Gold Bond? Maybe that's why they're itchy.
Well, they got issues.
Can I lick the dead skin off your scrotum?
No.
None of my skin is dead.
That's good radio, right?
Yeah, it's family entertainment here.
Family.
Actually, I'd say yes, just for the hell of it. Why not?
Okay. What's he going to do?
Fuck it. You want
to? Oh, dude.
Oh, my God. Joe's pulling his balls out.
Hey, he didn't. Okay.
That was another jackalope. 105FM.com first. Joe bounced his balls off my keyboard. Oh, look at the little Gold Bond powder you left here for Christ. Look at me. Turn to circus peanuts.
I thought that was podcast. What, a HP?
Nice.
This isn't even on.
What's not even on?
This is insane. He's just sitting here.
It's on.
Making us feel like
it wouldn't be. Todd Sheets is right there. That little fucking creature thing there. That's what. If that wasn't there, I wouldn't be on. I'm not bullshit.
Yeah.
Hey.
Is that your producer?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Yeah. Primetime Amy Lee tried. You know.
Yeah. Real.
Primetime Amy
up to
Lee.
Liquor and just called him from my.
She sounds like a porn star mixed with.
No, Ryan. She's a wrestler. She told him she was going to.
Oh man, he should be nice. She'll come over and punch him.
Yeah, she told him right. She called him a Kansas City cunt right on the air one time as we cut her off. notice she only takes it out on you though. She never fucks with me.
I know it's not even fair.
Yeah, well we're friends. That's why. Because I know she can kick my ass, and I respect that. You know. Fuck.
Oh, you don't beat women.
No,
not unless they pay him.
That's why we had Amrith. That's Amrith. That's her gig, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen her in a long time.
No, she's stuck down in South Philly, you know.
She's practicing her back sweep.
Yeah.
Are you guys talking about dominatrixes? Am I like?
She's a dominatrix.
Yeah, we tend to drift in and out of conversations.
Well, she will. She'll do you with a strap on. No
I guarantee if one of them hit me, I can talk all this shit about women. If one of them hit me, I'm probably going to try like a bitch.
Yeah, I know. You shrink to the ground. That's what they want. They charge you an extra $20 if you hit your knees.
Because I'm a noob.
Drop to your knees, yeah.
Here comes an agent, Ken Light.
Ken Light?
Ken Light. He just walked in the door with a bucket of some vile, foamy liquid.
It's
coffee. Sure.
Yeah. He's originally one of Eric Caden's boys from Southern California.
Oh, yeah. We like it when you call, people out there, it's Eric Caden's boy.
Well, he worked. You know, come on, they worked. They were a team. They worked together. Worked together for so many years. They're a managerial team. They've had many a famous person in their stable, and then Eric goes out and wrestles people. And then
Are you a wrestler?
No. Eric hasn't known to wrestle. He lost his last match. I saw he lost to a blind guy's cane.
He lost to a blind guy's cane.
Not the guy, the cane.
The cane. Awesome.
That's a gimmick here.
Eric took a lot of chair shots in his day.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. May I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
What do you like in professional wrestling, and why do you think that a lot of people are pissed off about professional wrestling?
I think professional wrestling today completely sucks because you can't believe it. There's no good storylines. That's why I stick with WSU, because it has credible storylines. As far as Vince and... TNA blows. I mean,
it's the worst product.
TNA Impact, whatever you want to call it, blows dead whale dick. Okay, that's how
that's
bad they are.
Dick.
The whole company is run by some crackhead who doesn't know their ass from a hole in the ground. And Hulk Hogan's there, like they're all like
he's a puppet.
They're like flies picking over a carcass because that's all it is. So wrestling today's dead.
And WWE, did you see any problems with CM Punk and all that?
Nah, these guys are the same thing. What do you think, Joe?
You didn't have a fingerprint.
I used to a long time ago. I haven't for, I went to one WrestleMania that I blacked out the whole show. we were front row and I blacked out the whole show.
Oh, that's not bad.
You know, that's the best way to watch most WrestleManias anyway.
Yeah, really.
Blacked out in the front row.
Well, they served 32-ounce beers and I stopped counting at 19. Okay. It was not a good...
That's called alcoholism.
No, that's not.
We're not alcoholics. I don't want to have to bring this up. We are problem drinkers. Yeah. We're not alcoholics. Or we don't. You know, and alcoholics go to meetings. We don't.
There you go. I don't do Jesus. I can't go to meetings.
We're functional. We're functional problem drinkers. Yeah. We don't have problems. We just like to drink, okay? I'm a member of the DEA, drunks enjoying alcohol. So,
well, I'm unemployed. Can I get a functional handout?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I get unemployment.
You are the biggest thing.
So I suggest when on unemployment, drink cheaper beer.
Yeah.
I prefer myself. Consider myself.
That's a hot rod. It's
going to
be a dude. It's a fucking.
You want to give me a hand job?
You hear this? Now we're giving hand jobs on here.
That's my lanky Frank.
What? Frank. That's my lanky Frank.
No, that's my lanky
Frank. That's the first, the jackalope reach around. We've had a reach around on the air. I mean, usually this should be a wasteland moment. Horror Realm has deteriorated to this complete clusterfuck now.
Yeah. As long as I don't hit myself in the face.
Beyond wasteland.
Beyond wasteland.
If it was wasteland right now.
See, Joe should come back to wasteland. Joe has to return to wasteland.
If it were wasteland right now, three guys would be given a reach around just to copy it.
Yeah.
Claim that they did it first.
It'd be like a daisy chain in the front of the fucking lobby, you know?
And then there'd be some Korean smashing beer cans.
Wasteland is the mastery.
I still insist we're gonna this year. I'm gonna make her squish a gas can and queef a fireball.
How do you master keeping the I'm not asking anyone in general or by names. Like, how do you master keeping the weed smell out of a hotel room so you don't get charged?
I walk outside and get high.
Febreze does a body good.
The Motel 6 is so fucking cheap. Man.
Well, I tell you one thing.
But I'm staying with Matt Hill.
Joe was at Wasteland. Joe and I were checking at the same time, and he walked up to the desk. He goes, "Here's the $250 for the smoking in the room fine in advance, because I am going to smoke in my room." That is fucking priceless. Then you wonder why you're broke for admitting this shit. Yeah. You know? $1.49 can of Febreze would have solved that shit.
You could have bought the 69-cent sampler and called it a day. It would have lasted all
night. Yeah, weed doesn't stick, right?
No.
Cigarettes are
stuff you can't get rid of.
You really want to fuck somebody, grab an old fogey stogie and drag that bastard out in the room.
Yeah, really.
That won't leave for a week and a half.
Leave it under the fucking
Get one of those old Italian ones that look like a broken tree branch and just blow it into every towel and blanket and fucking place, you know? They'll not only fine you the $250, they'll track you down and kill you.
They'd actually make you buy the sheets and the pillows and the blankets.
Did you steal my beer, you son of a bitch?
No, I'm drinking my own beer.
So what else you been up to, Joe?
Just sweater.
Not much, man. I am. Just between shows. You know, we're living our life, having fun, dreading the winter.
Mm-hmm. Sarah's amazingly cute. I just, it's just this whole combination. It's just, they're just so cute together. It's like Beauty and the Beast, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a contrast.
I know.
She's not bad.
we kind of got like a little bit of a, what is it, a Gable and Lumbar, Spencer Tracy, whatever, if they were retarded in some way.
Yeah. Spencer Tracy was retarded?
No, I said they're like kind of Spencer and Hepburn if they were slightly mentally deficient. Yeah, maybe.
What do you mean if? What do you mean? They're making it with each other and lying everybody about it? Is that what that meant?
No, not on that level. Let's not go too dark.
We can go as dark as we want. This is my fucking show. It's on Sunday.
Yeah.
You can hear
some of that shit. I know.
Does it get dark?
The last time we had Joe on, we're talking about how if you left a body under a bed at Wasteland, if you came back 6 months later, it'd be mummified, nobody would know that.
I believe that.
We were talking about how a hotel's so dry, you can just hide a body under the bed, it would mummify, and every year you can ask for the same room, drag it out, have sex with it, put it back. It can make it a yearly thing until they actually find the body.
Yeah.
And then quit getting the room, because they may have DNA samples.
Yeah. I hate fucking dead people. It makes me feel like a faggot.
Really?
You feel like a faggot for fucking dead people? Yeah.
Really? They don't say no.
Yeah. I'm just very insecure.
Yeah. You want that pillow talk after the fact, right? You know? Was it good for you? Creep.
But you don't even have to snuggle with a dead person. Yeah. You just put it back in the trunk till next time. Yeah. Kick it back under the bed. Drag it out the other side when you're ready for it. Under the bed's clean. Yeah. Just dust it.
See, Barbie just said she's looking to buy a house, and the selling point is a fruit cellar where she can stack up the bodies.
I think she said she wanted to put old ladies in there specifically.
She didn't specifically say whether they were going to be moving or not when she put them in there, you know?
But I think she had...
She wants to do the yardstick and old lace deal, like run a boarding house, no one to sleep, and cave in their skull with a ball-peen hammer and put them in the fruit cellar.
I think she just wants to, like, kidnap a boy and see how long it'll stay down there before it digs its way out.
That's fucking really bad.
Throw in a couple rats and a bottle of water.
We're trying to revitalize the area, not scare people away from it.
It's like Beast in the Cellar. Remember Beast in the Cellar?
Or The Unseen.
The Unseen was creepier.
Guys, she held him hostage. I think he fell asleep.
Cut his tongue off.
Yeah. Or pass out.
Yeah, that was her dinner. Was her puke. Like, he puked, put it in a dog bowl.
What fucking movie was this?
I think it might have been.
Oh, yeah, that would explain everything.
They shove a...
Audition.
Yeah.
Audition, that's okay. Yeah.
Put that on my
list. When I see stuff like that, I think to myself, two bombs weren't enough.
Audition, all you have to know is the last 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, getting there is almost... Because it's so excruciatingly dull getting there that the last 10 minutes hit you in the nuts like a sack of bricks.
I remember when I first watched it, I was like, oh my God, this thing's so slow. I know. I fast forward to the last 15 minutes. Like, it's still slow. Then the last sentence, I was like, holy shit. What the hell's going on?
I thought it sucked. Every minute of it sucked. I don't know what we're talking about.
Tashi Miike film.
That's like that movie, Audition. Go Zoo.
I didn't
Go
like
Zoo made no goddamn sense.
I don't know if it was supposed to.
Here comes Amos.
Sounds like a rubber monster movie.
Where? Who? Which one? Creature?
Go Zoo.
Don't even bring that up.
Second
it's
bit.
Probably one of the worst films I've ever seen.
The one that's out in theater now?
Oh. Yes.
I heard it's horrible.
It got no stars in a review.
Yeah, it opened in like, 1,500 theaters and only drew like $300,000.
Yeah.
Isn't it like $7?
It averaged like $7 per theater per showing over the course of the weekend.
Yeah.
And it was too much. It was awful.
How was our buddy Sid?
Sid was good in it.
Sid
was good.
Yeah.
The preacher I heard was good.
What?
From who?
You must be drunk.
Some blind motherfucker. No, Ed told me it was a piece of shit.
Yeah,
it was bad.
Seeing eye dog tapped out on the floor.
No, that wasn't me.
Was it your breath?
That's just as
bad. I love it.
My asshole.
Yeah, that was.
That's awful.
It's a shame they hyped that thing up so much that it just like completely fucking let down.
Well, that's what happened. If they would have snuck it out, they probably would have found more fans.
I mean, if it was on Netflix, it might have been.
I still.
I mean, not even.
Was it as bad as Sluvis?
Have you ever seen Sluvis?
It's another man in a suit monster.
I like Sluvis.
I'm sure it was worse than that. Yeah.
Now the battle begins.
Sluvis. I love Sluvis.
I saw Sluvis in Laser Blast and they robbed my truck while I was watching. I told that story already.
Yeah, but I still like Sluvis. And I like Laser Blast. It just wasn't worth actually losing the contents of your van fund.
$800 worth of merchandise. Yes. I had to go see that fucking movie.
$400 a flick. That's not worth it at all.
Yeah, really. It probably cost more than four. Probably cost $400 a flick to make the goddamn things.
Yeah, there goes,
what was
there
the budget? $0.39
I think they made it for $1 million, but every kill's off screen. This is my home. You don't see any of the kills. The final battle isn't even on screen. It fades out and fades back.
I know.
With it having ended.
Did you see his face?
Awful.
God.
Awful.
You heard it from a man who knows awful, Joe Netter.
Yes, yes.
But I'm going to ruin the ending for you. It's the creature comes out of this fucking mud pit. Grabs the girl and drags her down. The hero dives headfirst into this mud pit. It fades to morning, and then the two people crawl out carrying the creature's jawbone.
I gotta get used to it.
That's it.
That's it.
There's no way they could survive that mud pit. There's water.
Yeah, and it's just that's it.
So they ran out of story.
Yeah. Well, see, if I was doing that, I would have done it different. The guy dives into the girl's pussy after the creature and pops up swinging her over. He's over his head. You know?
But you've seen
that's entertainment.
What was that? Night of the Demon, where the starts swinging the intestines around his head.
Yeah. I'd have beat the creature to death with a newborn baby and forced it to eat kittens.
We're going back to that from last week.
I'm just saying it went over like a
we did this last week. We said this last week, and nobody said nothing about using a newborn baby to beat the kittens to death. It was all the poor kittens.
Yeah, that's me too.
They had bad movies. No one
cares about when people die. Yeah. People just care about when animals die.
Fuck with the animals.
Yeah.
Plus, I always, because I have a thing about, I hate monkeys. I always like when a monkey gets killed.
You don't like when a monkey gets killed?
I don't like it. No, I
do. You like it when a monkey
gets killed? I hate monkeys.
You must have loved
it. I walked in the VHS room and Mondo Cani was on.
Watch a monkey get shot in the neck with a needle.
Yeah. Have a good day. That was Mondo Cani, wasn't it? That wasn't Faces of Death.
No, it was Faces of Death 1.
I feel it on another piece of
action. All I know is I've seen it before. Then the guy roasted the monkey. Just, you know, I don't like my monkey overdone. You know,
all he was doing is flopping the monkey around on a fire, not peeing its fur off.
You know, if he burns the fucking monkey, you got to go out and kill me another one because I don't like my monkey overcooked.
What are you guys talking about?
Well, this show is taking a drastic U-turn from being about horror realm to being about sautéing fucking monkeys, creatures, and boy. How much time we got left, Todd? Are we almost running out? Or?
We're good.
Don't run out.
We're good? How much time we got left?
Me and Rick are just having a
We got about another 2 minutes.
2 minutes. We got two minutes to go here.
Me and my dad had a conversation about monkeys. Yeah. It wouldn't be too reputable.
Craziness here at Horror Realm because we're not horrified. We're talking about fucking monkeys now.
We're all about throwing monkeys on fire and somehow
we're just talking about how we like them roasted.
Yeah.
Would you have to cook them through?
I'm sure we're going to have irate callers on the road, drunken, stumbling road to Wasteland. We allow people to call in, and people are going to call in and bitch about our abuse of monkeys.
I wouldn't abuse a monkey, right. But why would someone be mad? If you eat a piece of chicken,
we were doing something with midgets and somebody called in fucking irate, and then I said, well, how would the rest of the Keebler Elves this evening?
Midget has the same kind of
look at it this way. Why would anybody yell at us when Todd wants to feed a monkey to a midget?
Yeah. I never want to feed a monkey to a midget. I'll feed a midget to a monkey.
He said he'd feed a midget to a monkey. Feed a midget to a monkey.
That's what I'd do.
Feed a midget to the producer around here.
Drunken, disreputable crews I've ever had on the show all at once. And actually, they're all live in one area for a change.
Russ didn't want me. Russ, like, no one talks shit about my grandma.
It's funny how they're all wastelanders.
Yeah.
What did I say about your grandma?
Your grandma's a cunt.
Yeah. My grandma's a cunt? Your grandma's the biggest cunt of all.
My grandma's dead.
Your grandma's pussy hole smells like fucking my dad's sausage after he dips into my asshole.
Oh, on that note, I'm glad this isn't nice.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, is that taking a drastic U-turn or what?
But I'm not a homo.
Beef gravy.
Mine smells like poly grip.
She's
old.
Wait, in this economy, I am a homo. I might be able to get a job at Rue 21 or some shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pete live from Horror Realm. Pete, you got a wrap up for us?
We got to wrap up. Everybody say goodbye because we're going off the air. We're at Horror Realm. So until next week, stay sick. So say goodbye, all you sick bastards.
Goodbye, you sick bastards.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to.
in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Fuck it! The story about a brief